Hey guys, welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to take a look back today at some of the highlights from the offense through the first 8 weeks of the season heading into the bye week. And, you know, there have been some positive things that we've seen, including David Njoku and Duke Johnson. We got a couple plays here to take a peek at.
Well, thanks for sticking to the University of Miami, guys. And you're right. There's been definitely some positive plays. But I think even more important than the positive plays, there's been some positive concepts that we could take out from some of these plays, just like Dustin, you point out with Duke Johnson and David Njoku. Yep. There's some plays down the field that I think conceptually that we could take advantage of in the second half.
All right, this first play here is against the Jets, and this is one of the most explosive plays we've had all season. And really, this is where Duke Johnson, I think, can be so effective. This is out of the backfield in the screen game.
This is excellent kind of pregame analysis here and then game planning. Right now, this doesn't look like the best of plays from the pre-snap alignment where safety in the middle of the field, strong safety, deep at 10 yards, a lot of traffic to the top of the screen. But as the cadence starts breaking down, you see him coming to the bottom of the screen where the blitz is going to be. Offensive line for the Browns, we do a nice job of picking it up. Duke Johnson pretends like he's in pass protection, slips out after a one or two count screen. Well done offensively here. With Joe Thomas being out for the second half of the year, these type of quick throws, these screen type plays, the bait defensive lineman end up pursuing up the field is a good way to slow down the pass rush.
You know, Bernie, you saw Duke at Miami. I mean, this is what he's all about. This is his explosiveness. His ability in the open field to make guys miss is something that you really can't coach, and you see it here. This is a great play design, but really, it's all him.
It's great play design for about the first 10 or 12 yards, and the last about 25 is Duke Johnson. Just being a special player, there's no doubt you want to get him in space. You want to get him out wide. You want to get him down the field matched up one-on-one. Him in the backfield may be something that's worth looking at in the second half in the running game more to see if we could spring him in between the tackles some and get the line a chance to get off on the ball and get some downfield pressure.
I mean, that's just instincts, right? I mean, making guys miss, cutting back.
These are things I don't even do in my dreams.
No. All right, next play, Bernie. This is against the Ravens, and David Njoku, who's had a nice start to his rookie season. And him and Kevin Hogan, when they were out there together, had a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, this is excellent job here. You see this in the Raven game. This is the David Njoku to the top of the screen, running a 10-yard out and up. You also saw this a couple weeks ago when Cody Kessler threw the same out and up concept from a double formation to David Njoku. So this is definitely a route that he likes to run, that 18 to 20 yard in the seam type speed route. Now that you can get to this multiple different ways. You see some teams widen out and then bring it back towards the middle. Either way, for the second half of the year, David Njoku down the field, so it's a must for the Browns offense.
Hey, thanks again for joining us inside the film room. For Bernie Kosar, I'm Dustin Fox. That was a look at the highlights from the Browns offense through the first 8 weeks of the season.